You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then we'll put the... Oh, yeah, that helps. That kind of helps. All right.
Here we go. You. We're on.
I'm telling you, these people. Let's put the music. Our starting show.
We did.
I'm so happy Shannon's here.
Here we go.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Yes.
As my microphone is falling, I am falling. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we're going to have an interesting show tonight. And we're gonna talk about my mom and her death and how I'm dealing with it. And I think I'm doing pretty good, right, guys?
Staying positive,
I'm being positive. But what's really interesting is the family. My brother. Oh, God. He reminds me of, like, of The Godfather. You know, you won't be able to do things, you know? And my brother's been battling for me to go to the funeral, battling for me to have a house, battling for, because I've been living at the Holiday Inn. I feel like I'm going to be living at the Holiday Inn in Woodland Hills. And what's really funny is that people are so nice there. You have the Holiday Inn. It's like my world, very sweet people. You know, Shannon knows me well enough. And then Danny Cruz.
Glad to be here with both of you. Shannon, thank you. And Cameron, thank you.
Well, thank you. Anyway, what we're gonna do tonight is, because my mom passed away this week, and it wasn't shocking to me, but, you know, and Shannon knows about the spirit. My mom was getting low when I would see her. And her face was not there. You know, she was like, her mind was not there. Her face was not there. And I saw myself giving Jure, and I saw the light going to her, but I didn't see, you know, when people receive, they have, you know, you see the spirit, you know, going in. So I saw my mom really, it was, you know, she went through a tough month without me. It was the toughest time for me, because who would ever do a restraining order against their family? You know, my dad was a good person. My mom taught me well, and Shannon knows about my family, and Danny does. And my family always taught us, you're family, you're together. So whatever he tries to do to split us up, nothing's going to ever split me up. We're going to go to court soon, and I'll be able to be temporary restraining order.
Unrestrained.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be unrestrained.
Right. The unrestrained.
I'll be unrestrained. But you know what? But if I get the house, it's got a pool. I'm hoping. I pray to God that the miracle will come. And it's just that type of thing.
Yes, Cameron. That's the family. The
core
of the family.
You know what's funny? When you have family, I thought when I was a kid, we'd be together.
Trusted.
But my sister got very into money. Okay. My brother got into money. And they lost all hope of being together. And my brother's making threats to me every day that, you know, financial threats. And you know what? Take your financial and stick it up your, you know what? I just don't care. I just want to be happy.
That's so sad what money does to people, especially after somebody dies or when someone is close to dying. Money just tears people apart. And it should actually, just people should be kind and just it should bring people together instead of tear them apart.
I agree with you, because my brother was looking at, my mom has paintings from famous, you know, he did the Beatles, Peter Max. Ah. Peter Max is really nice stuff, you know, his lithograph. So my brother's trying to price all these things while she's alive. I'm going, why would you do that? It just didn't really resonate to me, because I don't do that. I don't think that way. I think today's today, tomorrow's tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow will bring, right?
Exactly.
So anyway, in essence,
Cameron, in essence, you are here working hard. And
I'm here
working hard.
Day of
enjoying your life.
Do you want to come in?
Working hard, so important.
Come on.
Joyful.
Come Yes, Carmelo,
thank you
come
for
in.
Hard work.
Boy,
hey, we have
boy, you know I need help. Oh, so nice.
Here, let me grab you another seat.
Chair. Get her a chair.
Okay.
And we've got a wonderful Carmelo Dunze is in the room. And this lady I'm going to meet in a second. And we're talking about, we were talking about death and all that stuff. And my mom passed this week. And my mom, by the way, came from Brooklyn, New York. And she was 87 years old, sweetie. Thank you very much. So nice to get a kiss. So nice to be loved, you know. My family, they want to cut me up in pieces. But anyway, my mom's life came from, my mom was from Coney Island, which, if you guys know, it's the beach town in New York. And she grew up in primarily Italian Jewish neighborhood. And my mom always talked about her Italian boyfriends. Well, she'll see them up in heaven.
Your mom had good taste.
My mom had Italian boyfriends. There you go. And my mom said to me, she goes, my mom learned how to cook lasagna from these boyfriends. They cooked for her. So she's lucky.
Of course, she learned how to cook from the best.
I'm telling you, honey. I'm telling you. And then me, I go with one. She says, let's go to Mama Lucia. Anyway, it's a long story, but we'll have a fun show tonight. I know my mom's listening. She's laughing.
Hello.
In heaven. I want it to be a show of celebration. I don't want to have, I'm not a crier because I did that already. I did all my crying. And now I feel I want to go to another level. And even with Jure, the thing I do with my hand, I felt I'm ready to go. Ready to be uplifted. So that's we have wonderful. A nice lady tonight. Wow. Let's introduce this guest. We got a guest star.
Thank you, Cameron. This is Marie, and I'm going to let her pronounce her last name, but she's an author, writer. She's channeled several angel books that are phenomenal.
Oh, nice.
Like, I just can't believe how much work and detail has been placed in this angel book.
Okay.
And I'm so excited to share her journey with you guys, and also excited to hear what Shannon has to say tonight about talking to your mama. I can't wait.
And you too.
Yes, thank you.
And you know what? The time you gave me hypnosis, my mom said, you act really, you're very different tonight.
Oh, that's super cool.
It was funny. I walked in because, you know, we'd see her after the show. And I'd say, how's your day? Because I wouldn't see her because I was covering stories, you know, being a reporter. You know, I go all over town, as he knows. And what happened is I come home, my mom goes, you look so happy. You look so happy.
Wow.
What did you do?
Wow.
She says, so? What did you do? My mom would say,
She knew.
That's
awesome.
You made me feel really good. And I know you're up there. You're
Hi, Mom.
Stuff.
Hi, Facebook.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And my mom's, by the way, is Annabelle, which is an Italian word because my mom's father had an Italian girlfriend.
Annabella.
I think he had an Italian girlfriend. So we're all talking about that. That's another story. That's story for another day. But anyway, what I was going to mention is, you know, things that I reflect on. You know, I think Shannon told me when you read me one day, I reflected the positive.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let my brother beat me up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's been tough for me because when you go through a negative situation and I'm supposed to be, you know, all day, I can't do that. That's not my personality.
Right. Well, I celebrated when my mom passed, and I'm sure we all have different experiences, but she wasn't in pain anymore. And every time I see someone go through that, and when they're released of that, and I know that they're going to go where they need to go home, it is a celebration because they're not suffering anymore. So,
and my mom was suffering. She had my mom had asthma, and then she had heart condition.
Right.
And I try to, you know, I pray. I said to her, Mom, when you go, just think of the angels.
There's
always mention the angels
there
to my mom. And we'll talk about the angels.
It's funny because we're both angel ladies.
Oh, yeah, you're both angels. See, I got double angels.
Double angel.
Double angel.
You got Charlie's angels.
You gotta go like this.
Oh, too bad my hair's not red.
No, Cameron's angels.
Cameron's angels. Anyway, we're gonna talk about angels tonight. So tell us about we know about your book because I met a lady that wrote a book about angels at the contact in the desert. But tell us about your journey with angels.
Oh, it's a long journey. It started when I was 4 years old. So
oh, nice.
Very long story. I've always been connected to angels. I've always talked to them. I have seen them. which is amazing because when you see them, you feel their presence. It's something very warming. It's uplifting, and you feel so happy. It's something so strong. And I can tell you, I feel something about your mom tonight. I feel something.
Wow. Okay,
she's
good.
She's here, your mom. She's here. She's looking at us. She's in the right place, and she's happy. She's in the light. And I have goosebumps talking about her because I really feel her presence. She's very happy tonight because it's about her. It's about you connecting to her where she is now, right, in a great place. And Archangel Michael is a psychopomp archangel, meaning he takes the psyche, the soul, and takes it up to heaven. So I'm absolutely certain, I feel this, that your mom is with Archangel Michael, took her to heaven. So I'm
Now, I had a question for you, because in Jure, we believe 50 days, the soul is on earth for 50 days. And we're going to do a prayer next Friday, before I get here, for the 10 days of my mom's going up to heaven. And what about that? Is there such a thing as 50 days where the spirit stays and then they go up to heaven, or do they go right away?
My conviction is that it's only 3 days.
The
50 days and 70 days are referring to Egyptian mummification.
Uh-huh.
So these are the times it took between 15 and 70 days to mummify the body, to cross the Nile, which is a beautiful expression. You cross over. Right. So it comes from ancient Egypt. It's magical to think about it because they are the best civilization to talk about the other world. So
let me ask you, the other world, when we think about it, because I had an experience where I received energy and my body left me and I was floating. And I had that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like up and he said, don't worry. You're gonna gradually come down. Because, you know me, I'm a worrier. So I come down. Because, you know, something that you can't control, you worry, oh, God. But tell me, is this, you know, we're talking about the spiritual world, and I know in my car, they always talk, in my old religion, they always talk about the spiritual world being the essence of where we're gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about my mom. Is she happy?
Definitely, she's happy.
Is she happy right now?
Oh, yeah, she's happy. She's happy, that's for sure. She's in the light. And I had an experience. I can tell you this was really striking. I had an experience. I was meditating, and I saw souls, which is not very common to see. And it's quite interesting. So it's just like a shape of an almond, and it's very bright. And according to the level, the spiritual level of the soul, it's brighter and brighter and brighter. And the surrounding, it's not bright, it's not white, it's some kind of goldish, and it's very beautiful. And they're floating in sort of, I don't know, like something like clouds, but it's hard to say what it is exactly, like a mist. And it's so warming, it's so wonderful, magical, and you feel they're just floating there. And I absolutely believe what we see is what the way we can represent what the reality. But this, for us, I think it's impossible to say, this is heaven, this is what it looks like. And there's a lot of books written on heaven and people who have been through near-death experiences and who've been to heaven and back. I'm a little bit sometimes skeptical about these visions,
right,
because my vision, I believe, is the way I see it.
Right.
So I think everybody has their own vision of heaven, and I think it's so beautiful we cannot even represent it. So we just use.
Well,
our
we have visions,
words.
Right? What you're saying is your vision of heaven. It sounds great. It sounds almost like, in Jure, what we're taught about the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual world! When you pray, you get the spirit. And I do a prayer called Zengen Sanji, where I gave it to Danny when you were that time. I gave it to people here. And what I found was, doing Zengen Sanji, the spirit, the ancestors are at peace.
Yes.
You're right. And it's funny. Now, what about the ancestors? Are they gathered around when the soul dies? Do they gather
those
around?
Those who loved you very much, yes. But I believe there's people, there's a lot of stuff up there.
Right, I imagine.
There's a lot of stuff.
It's polluted. It's polluted.
It's polluted. There's the good, there's the bad, there's the medium, there's the gray, the dark, there's the white. There's a lot of stuff.
So you have family members greeting you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Those who are very close, definitely. They greet you. They want to be there for you and welcome you. So you're not freaked out because it's... very strange to be in this in this rational world, and all of a sudden you're in the pure world of love. So this is quite amazing. But for some, it's quite of an experience as well, because some of them have terrible deaths, like for instance, accidental death or suicides. All these people go through a kind of limbo, which is not very easy to be in, because it's a place where you feel, where am I? So, and you know, they have questions, but most of the time, they're headed to the light. So
they could go to the light. Because I had an experience where I saw an auto accident up in, I think it was Van Nuys. And the guy, you see the body? You're taking out the body. And the guy was coming out. You saw the spirit.
Yes, you can see
spirit
that.
Spirit coming out.
Absolutely.
I just gave Jurego, please God, save, you know, whatever this guy say. And what happened was, a month later, they had car accidents the same place.
Wow.
Because it was guiding. Could the spirit guide people to that accident? Because it becomes a place where things like that happen. I've had that experience where things have happened. Now, let me talk about the angels, because I think that's important. Now, when we're born, do we have angels by us or near us?
Definitely, we have a guardian angel.
Okay.
Every single person on earth has a guardian angel, plus an angel related to the date of birth. So in between, it's here.
Right.
In between 3 days, you have different frames in which you have 3 or 4 days where you have an additional angel. So we have two angels when we're alive. So it's amazing.
So you have a guardian angel?
Yes, we have a guardian
angel. And what about an ancestor? Is there someone from a family?
There's something I want to say about angels.
Sure.
There is no, absolutely no human angel. A lot of people believe there's the human angels, but angels are God creatures. They're God messengers, God's messengers. So definitely it's not human. They're not human. They're really spiritual beings. They're spiritual beings.
Well, you know what was interesting? I was, many years ago, I went to Starbucks, and a guy was sitting near us, had wings.
Well,
I never had that experience before. I had a friend, her name Mary. Mary was going through so much turmoil with her family and everything. But a guy sat at the table with us. He had wings.
You know what? This is somebody who is extremely
connected.
No, but it's
real.
Very connected. Very connected. A lot of people are on Earth with an extremely strong connection with angels, and they have so much love, and people think they are Earth angels. So it's just, you know, but there's no absolute truth.
Right.
So this is my belief. But
just a little. I'm going to beg to differ a little.
Sure.
Angels incarnate. They have to, because especially with all the stuff that's going on right now. So I'm just going to beg to differ just a little bit, because with all the heaviness and the darkness and things that are going on, there's a necessity for angels to incarnate so that they can help to push the light.
It's a belief. So yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, like we talk about angels. Are there different type of angels?
Oh yes, there's
angels. People are listening, going, "Wow, there's a bunch of angels out there." So tell us what type of angels are there?
Plenty. There's so many archangels. There's a hierarchy.
Okay.
In the archangelic hierarchy, you have 9 levels.
Okay.
And each level has a specific mission. So they're so busy, like you said.
They're so busy right now, there's
so much to do. But it's extraordinary to see how it's structured in the other world. And so we have a lot of text from, I'm not going to quote these people.
No worries.
There's a lot of authors talking about angels, because they have had experiences and visions. So it's a lot of information that we have. But I want to say something. In the spiritual field, there is no truth. The only truth belongs to God. That's what I really want to say. Because there's a lot of people saying a lot of things. You can say, I want to be very humble and say, this is what I see, this is what I feel, but it belongs to me. But otherwise, God has the truth. So the only thing I can say, we feel angel love. It's there. It's around us. We are surrounded by them. I saw your mom. She's in the light, that's for sure. There's feelings we can channel. We can feel lots of things. But in truth, the only truth, it belongs to God.
So God is the person that guides the angels too, right?
Yes, because he created the angels uh-huh. to be messengers. But you know the story. He had the highest archangel is Lucifer. So
right.
he was the highest and before his downfall. But that's very interesting because this is God's our angel and archangels are God's creation. So we have contact with archangel any time we need. We can call upon them like Michael, Raphael for health, mm-hmm. Michael for protection, mm-hmm. for the deceased to take the soul, like I said before, to heaven. We have Raphael is an amazing healer. If mm-hmm. you have somebody sick in your family, call upon Raphael.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Call Raphael.
We say, hey, Raphael.
Raphael 911.
Awesome. This is mine also. So I'm always calling upon him. He's there. You can use to invoke him. It's good to burn a yellow or orange or green candle.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, and this
thank
is
you.
Very.
This is a whole new thing for me. Yellow and because
yellow, orange,
in
green,
the Jewish faith, we only orange, burn candles like for a holiday or for death.
Yes.
And we sit Shiva, which is, when someone dies, we we'll do that. But what I was going to say is, when you talk about candles and everything, when you go to Israel, you go to Jerusalem, and you go to where Jesus, the Via della Rosa, where Jesus came up, and you smell the candles. And you smell, people are praying over there. The big thing is for work. Because, the war goes on and on and on, forever and ever.
Yes,
doesn't stop. And then also for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a lot of Arab Christians that were burning candles. It was very interesting, when you go there. Now, you talk about the burning candles. Is there certain ways to, is there how many days you pray for that, that particular desire or wish?
Honestly, there's tons of rituals that are very positive and very efficient. But I just want to say, you can do whatever you want as long as it's from your heart. And it's all about your intention. Mm. So anything you do, you can perform fantastic rituals. And just thinking about taking your yoga out on a stroll, mm-hmm. it's not going to work. So it's all about your intention. You can just burn a candle and pray, and if your heart is in the prayer, it's going to be extremely strong, because what matters is the sincerity of your intention. So everything is good. Burning candles, incense, whatever you feel like doing.
Cameron recommended I burn two blue candles. A blue candle
at
the time when I was in need, and it worked.
Yes.
And you put all your, all your faith. And what's interesting was when we have, in Japanese, the word called Gezen no Gyo, which is the humbleness of heart, mm-hmm. is just, do your best. Kombatte kodasai. Do your best. So I speak proclaiming. They believe them. So it's fun for me when I can use it in my Japanese. But in Japan, they believe that, when you pray, the angels, Buddha had angels. You know about
yes,
Buddha.
Absolutely.
He talked about angels. And he talked about how the angels put them together and put mm-hmm. us together. And it's interesting when you talk about a different religion, but Hindu, they have lights. The Thai temple out in North Hollywood, if you ever go there, it's a beautiful thing. We got customers here. Maybe we have angels come to visit us. Angels are us. But anyway, another thing is about prayer. When we pray, you always, because Shannon and me have talked about prayer. I've talked about prayer, and I've talked to Carmella. I'm in my singing mode. But anyway, when you talk about prayer, is so many people you should have to pray? Let's say I do a prayer for the goodness of others. Should I have three people? They always say three people or more.
Well, it's the power of three, right?
Yeah.
And it's not required, but it is. It creates that that Trinity, which creates more power, more energy out. But I think that anybody, I think it's as long as you have the intention, it's what you intend, and any energy that you put out is sent into the universe.
So in other words, it doesn't matter if you have three or more. What's
helps.
In your sonin.
It helps,
your state of mind, your sonin.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes it helps to have more.
Yeah.
I can tell you an experience I had, which was
quite go ahead, tell us.
To show you.
It's your show.
Yeah.
By the way, let me just do a thing for the network. This is LA Talk Radio, Cameron Sports and Life, Friday night, 8:24. And we're on the air. Please call us at 323-203-0815. We paid the
and
phone bill.
And don't forget Facebook.
Facebook! Right. Facebook Live.
Hey, show me your book.
Yeah, show it on Facebook. So tell us, let's go further in your discussion. And
this experience
tell us a little more.
Was amazing. I was with a group, and we were doing a spiritual work with crystals and sophisticated work. 40 people in a room.
Wow.
It was in France, because I'm French.
Parlez-vous français?
We and we were all together in a very, very big room. It was in July. The weather was a Californian weather for once in France. And what happened is that we were really, really praying, really, really strongly. And we were done. We packed everything up, and we were done. And we went out. And believe me or not, there was a cloud, white cloud, just above the room.
Wow.
Where the room where we were. It was like just a room, like a warehouse, and for a lot of people. And there was a cloud over there, which was absolutely amazing. That shows that we have attracted the cloud with our energy.
Wow.
So,
and God was, you know, and when you have a cloud, a white cloud,
like the
God,
like
God is... God is behind you.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
When I took our friend up in Somar, when the day the earth was going to stop, remember when that guy made the prediction?
Oh, yeah.
The earth was over.
2012, right?
I saw Jesus in the cloud up and down. I said, it's the world, you know, because we had a Reiki class that day. And I said, is the world going to end? And I saw Jesus going up. Don't know worries.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
I never heard you say that story.
I had a vision of we didn't have a vision. I was with three people in Glendora across the street from Citrus College in junior high school, and a white light shined over our home.
Okay.
And it lasted for about 5 seconds, and we were paralyzed from it. But I do believe that it was God and Christ and coming down, because we all asked ourselves the same question after we were unfrozen. We couldn't move. Did time pass by? But, you know, we have so many things today that are technologically black market United States things flying over our heads. That's not the surface people. It's the white light that's God's behind you, that white cloud that God is behind you.
Yes. Well, what Danny's saying is, and I've had that experience when I went to our friend up in Somar, is that when she would do a prayer, and I would pray with her, I saw those white clouds, the white light. And then with Reiki, what's funny with Reiki was, I like the experience of Reiki, but where I'm at now, and then where I'll be soon, now that I don't have any, not getting to go to Shannon's class to go take her
Theta healing, right?
Theta healing, because I'm ready, because I feel now I'm at a point in my life that I have to help others. And even the minister, it was really funny, he goes, now you're doing Gohoshi. Because Gohoshi is, you do an act of a good to God. You know, you dedicate yourself. Gohoshi. And I've been doing, and what was really funny was, as my mom was going through that, I did Gohoshi, and she smiled. Someone told me. I didn't see her for a month, but I heard. But she smiled.
Oh, cool.
That's part of Gohoshi. But what I'm doing now is Gohoshi for peace and harmony for my family, which Shannon will go into shortly, and Garbo will go
into it. Let's talk about the Gohoshi just for a second. I'm not really sure what that word means, but it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's got service. Service.
I'm going to go Gohoshi on that one. I'm not sure what
it
is.
Let's do Gohoshi.
Okay.
Gohoshi is God service. And people out there that are listening to us in the Bay Area, we have a center out there, Joray Center. And when you do Gohoshi, it's you're praying, whatever you're praying for, you like it, a certain way you clean the rug or clean the floor mats or the bathroom, and that is considered Gohoshi. You're doing divine work for God, but also
like acts of service.
Active service, okay. Exactly.
I got
exactly.
It. As long as it's not with toothbrushes.
No toothbrushes, okay?
Improvising.
No toothbrushes. Right? But you know what's funny? When you travel in Japan, there's always that little cat that comes in and out. I think I told you about that story. When you go to Japan, there's a cat, dead. The cat's dead, but it visits you.
Oh.
And the cat is up in the Tokugawa dynasty. From that, and cat's watching you. They're gone. And the cat has an angel, which I've seen. which I'd never seen before because the cat would come in and out. See, in Japan, the cat is considered a very sacred animal, you know, and I've had that experience too. Now, let me ask you a question regarding you get that good job, you get that good wife. I sound like a movie. You get that whatever you're supposed to get. Are we, you know, I know it comes down to the gratitude level. Do we show enough gratitude to our angels?
Sometimes we don't.
Right.
That's a great
right.
question.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that question.
Important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Important question.
Yeah. I, you know what? I'm just going to jump in here. I sure. never even thought of that. I give gratitude to God all the time or universe, but I never say thank you, angels. I just say, I need you. Help. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a really good question.
Yeah, because you know what it is with what I've experienced with angels? That guy that appeared at the Starbucks. His, you know, the was on the floor, and I knew he was an angel. You know how? And I also, when I do a prayer, I have that from God Mitch Sama where I see wings. The wings were coming on the floor. Mm. Guy said to me, "You're not wearing an outfit with wings." I go, "No, I'm not." and the wings were on the floor.
That's big, big wings.
And the guy, I saw him again. You know, the same angel, I saw him. I was in a situation of training, emergency. I saw him again. And he said, "You will see me many times."
Did you ask his name?
I asked who he was, and he went by the Israel, you know, the Hebrew name, Ezra. Mm-hmm. And Ezra, we, you know, I said, "Oh, I, you know, because I never equate it." But what he does is his mission is to watch over people that are going through a bad thing in their life. And I never knew angels do that. I never knew that.
The angel ladies are both nodding their heads.
Yes.
Yeah, the angel ladies are saying,
you know.
Now, I'm going to ask Shannon when she's in the room right now. She knows me very well. She's like, to me, if my Dr. Bill, she'd be number one. My Dr. Bill, you'd be number two. By the way, my medical takes hip.
This is
she's
a client
amazing.
Of mine, and she's doing amazingly.
And you are amazing.
Thank you, hon.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. You know, you go through the death, you let my mom die. What's it, now, Shannon knows me. What's going to be with me? What's happening with me?
Well, you're being freed now. So you had spent so much time taking care of her, and all of your energy was wrapped around her. Mm-hmm. And we had talked about this before, that your career is about ready to take off, but you had subconsciously had slowed it because your mom was in need for you. And so now that your mom is gone, now you're free. Now you're gonna be allowed to really just take off and move in the direction that you'd like to move. Now the only thing is we got to keep ourselves from sitting in the comfortable, because when we sit comfortable, we don't move forward.
You know, I'm more aggressive since my mom died. It's funny you say that, because I'm more aggressive wanting to do movements, like they have a trip going to Africa. I want to go.
Nice.
I want to do things I don't do.
Go for it.
I'll go. Yeah! Yay, Angel 2! Angel 2. But let me ask you, my family's been a disappointment.
Yes.
Will that be bye-bye soon?
You know, I was actually thinking about this, and I had actually was able to talk to your mom a little bit, and she, although she is feeling so much better, and she's been so relieved of this vehicle mm-hmm. that held her back, she's really hurt that all of this is happening, and that she was hurt when she was here.
Right.
But she she's really hurt that things have not resolved themselves. And my feeling is she really does want you at the house. Like that's her wishes, is for you to be at that house, because she wanted to care for you just as much as you wanted to care for her. And so my feeling is I asked about the brothers. It was two. Is it a brother and sister, or is it a brother?
Brother and sister.
Yeah, brother and sister.
My brother's Attila the Hun. Yeah. I think so. And by the way, if you listen to the broadcast, the thing will be over with, so you can't use this for data for the court case. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But anyway, but I do feel like he's going to stay in his stubbornness, because he's staying in his own victim. He's in the victim mode.
Right.
And so he has to take control, and he has a need for control. And because he has a need for control, he's going to stay in that stubbornness. But we're going to continue to push energy that he softens and that he just allows for this to happen. But the one great thing about this, too, is now that your mom is gone, you're going to be free from him, too, once all this is done.
Hallelujah.
That's the big thing. You are being freed from all of this drama. And
my sister
too?
Heaviness.
Yes. You know, I actually feel like she has a really good heart. I do feel like she really does mean well. And so I think she's going to come around a lot better than your brother.
Because I have a feeling they're going to fight over the money. That's what my feeling.
That's a given.
That's a given. And you know what I'm doing? I have to prepare for Monday because I have to go for when probate happens. I got to prepare for a lawyer. I got to prepare for a lawyer for the house. I'm not used to this. I'm used to peaceful means of everything. And my brother, you know what's interesting about my brother? Was that he allowed me to go to the funeral, okay? Why won't you allow someone to go to the funeral? He doesn't want me to talk at the funeral because he's afraid I will say something. Well, what's going to happen is our lady that took care of me a long time ago from Jamaica, she's going to talk. I'm going to allow her to talk. I won't say nothing. Let her talk. And my brother is trying to control not only that, but the basis of that. What's the problem with my brother with the angels? Because he's not a happy person.
Well, I don't think this has anything to do with the angels. This has to do with his life.
He doesn't see any. With him, it's about money, not about spirituality. And I never see relatives of mine seeing where there's angels around me.
Well, you know,
my brother, nothing.
One of the very important things is the angels can't help unless you ask them to help. Now,
right.
They can protect if they
yes.
need to, but unless you ask them for help, they have to sit there and just wait.
Right.
And so with your brother, he's never asked for help, and he hasn't even reached out to them. So they can be around him, but they can't do anything until he says, hey, I need you to come and help me out here. We can pray for him, and we can send that intention out, but unless he's willing to accept it and accept that energy, it may not happen. Now, we can send love and light to his heart, and we can try and soften his heart, but if this is his path and this is his lesson, there is absolutely nothing we can do. Everybody has free will. You know,
no, that's true. So that's true.
That is true.
Yes. That is true because of free will. It's very interesting because having two angel specialists and another angel specialist, it's nice because now as I prepare for ancestor ceremony next week, because we believe a monthly ceremony, we have an ancestor ceremony in Jure. And it's really interesting. The last ceremony I went to, which was the monthly, I felt warm all over. I had gold dust all over my hand. And God said, you're coming back. See, I wasn't coming because of my mom. So I came. I feel so happy again. You're right. Much happier.
And it's just going to get lighter and lighter. But you know we have this huge energy wave. What happened was there was a recoil of the energy.
Right.
And because of the recoil of the energy, it was exposing all the things that weren't serving us. And now, you know, this energy is going to begin to hit pretty darn hard this next week, and it's going to go all the way until the first part of May.
Oh,
and so be prepared to either, one, lift yourself up and raise your frequency as long as you're working on yourself, or be prepared to be towed under the water. So you can choose which one you want. And we were talking about this in the elevator.
Interesting.
Get your surfboard ready.
Yes.
I'm ready. True. But you know what's interesting?
Yes.
When there's an ancestor ceremony, my mom will be is on now a tablet. And what's really interesting is that as she serves God and Miss Sama, she will, you know, my family's going to be serving God. And what I feel about that is the more I enshrine, we call it enshrinement of tablets. Well, because I'll have an ancestor altar tablet soon and a Goshintai, you know, when I get this place. I'm going to put a Goshintai at my house.
Nice.
Because I think I'm ready for it. And I think my ancestors were suffering so much. And now they'll be free and be happy. Mm-hmm. Now I have a question for the ladies, not about me anymore, because we got to move on from me. Now tell me, we're talking about angels. Now tell me, Carmela, what was the biggest experience you've had with angels?
Oh, funny you should ask.
Hey, man.
I think everybody has a story, and I actually didn't even think of that until you just asked me. But I had, really quickly, a moment in my life where I had a serious label going on. I don't give names to things.
Okay,
and
good.
One night, just shortly after that, I was in healing mode, let's put it that way. I sent a message to Raphael, and I said, you know what? I was in a little bit of fear, and probably Shannon knows the story. Yeah. Don't know if you recall it. But I sent a message to Raphael, and I said, please look after me tonight because I'm just a little scared. And so I went to bed, and I had a roommate at the time. And in the morning, she said to me, what were you doing last night standing at the foot of your bed? And I said, what are you talking about? And so she said, well, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I looked over, and then she began to describe an angel. She said there was a really, really big wingspan behind it. Like, she described it like this, you know, thing behind it. And it actually had a bob, the way she described. So I don't envision Raphael like that. I envisioned him a little bit differently. But I didn't tell her that I had said that prayer that night. And then she said she kind of looked at down the hall, looked at, you know, at me supposedly standing, but realized it was an unusual shape. Wow. Went to the restroom, went back, and then told me the story. I said, oh, it was Raphael. So that's my best story. So
that's I'm interesting.
It,
right?
Very, yeah. Oh, fantastic.
That's really interesting. By the way, if you want to get, because this is the time of the show, tell them how they can reach you.
Sure. MindFlow Hypnosis, mindflowhypnosis.com, 323-258-6516.
And she's amazing, I can tell you.
Yeah, she is. Well, you know what? She worked on me, and she had people on, and were amazing, the couple. The married couple you had on, and then you had the lady.
Yeah.
Is she still with that guy or no with the guy?
No, not that guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
want to say a very quick story about Carmella.
Yeah.
The evening of the Las Vegas massacre when I was shot, I called her. It was, four or five in the morning? Wow. I don't even remember. And she actually helped me through the next couple hours, because I couldn't sit in a room. Like, you know, after being shot at, you can't sit by yourself in a room.
There was a lot of trauma going on with Shannon that night. And I literally, I never told you, but I was physiologically with you.
Yes.
Like, I had so much stress on my body afterwards. I had to do a lot of energy clearing on myself, but I didn't want to make you feel bad because I wanted to relieve that from you.
But she calmed me down from
she calmed you down.
Energy,
Well, there's a lot of trauma.
When you
there.
Have somebody shooting at you trying to kill you and you're dealing with all those dead bodies and all the things.
It's horrible. You can't, you know, like I've been in war and I've been where I've seen people shot. And it's the feeling is like you don't forget it.
No.
Especially Vegas thing. Now the community is not going to have any more, I understand, no more outdoor stuff.
Rightfully so.
They shouldn't have any more. You know why? Even L.A., you have some crazy people that will come out. And that's their glory, to do crazy things.
That's why we need more angel protection.
Yes, Angel 101.
Let's go there.
Anyway, let's go about your book because of time. Tell us about where we get your book.
So the book on Amazon, you find it. It's called Angels, the Definitive Guide to Angels from Around the World.
How much is it?
It changes.
My audience?
Audience
wants to know. No,
it's around $15.
$15? So you know what? You'll find out about angels.
And if you want to know everything
will
about
you autograph
angels,
it for a certain money? Autograph it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, there you go. So, and by the way, do you have a phone number?
This is yours.
If people want to contact you.
Your full name. You didn't
full
say
name.
Oh, my name, Marie Ange, because I was born Marie Ange, which Ange means angel, which is quite amazing.
That is it, yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
Marie Ange Fogueroles.
And by the way, when I was in France, I experienced that with the war, like a war zone. Because, you know, Paris had those... bombings.
Oh, it was horrifying.
Oh, horrible.
Horrifying.
Horrifying. Yes. But now we'll pray for peace.
Yeah.
You know, and Donald Trump will find out if he goes to jail. But that's another story. Next show we're going
to
have... I'm going to have Danny. We're going to have a prostitute
God.
Was with Donald Trump a month ago.
Wow.
And she's going to come open, tell us her experience. We get them all here at LA Talk Radio. And by the way, we're going to be on the air in May. We're going to celebrate our ninth year. So my mom went the year of the ninth year. And anyway, I want to thank you all for, and we'll wait for, if you like to eat it afterwards, and we'll go eat, because that's my thing, eating. That's why I'm the way I am. You know?
It sounds.
But anyway, we appreciate you coming on. Shannon, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
And Carmella, you're great. And she made me feel good. My mom, first time my mom, you know what was interesting, real last thing? My mom was in the hospital room, and I got her leprechaun. And I said, I wonder how she'll react to it. So I gave her the leprechaun, and my mom goes, you know, I love you.
Oh.
My mom has never said that to me, and that was a sign.
Yeah.
That was a sign for me, and I got that as a sign, and I was talking about it. I felt that all along, but it was interesting at the end.
Yeah.
During the thing, we were fighting, screaming, yak, but she loved me.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yay.
Everyone out there, give a suggestion. Love your family. Give them love.
That's right.
And we're here to help you. And even though I'm a little crazy right now, but I'll be back to being crazier.
I was
going to
say, when aren't you?
That's it.
In a good way.
Anyway, thank you. And Shannon, give your...
Oh, yes. I'm on Facebook, Shannon Leishner. Also, my website, shannonleishner.com, shannonleishner.com. And then my number, 310-503-9380.
And you take people want to by Skype.
Oh, yes, I do Skype as well.
You do Skype, too.
I also do Skype, yes.
Yeah,
my Skype account.
It doesn't matter if you're in front of me or not. It does not matter energy is energy.
Yep.
You know what's funny? I thought of you. I go, I should call her. Yeah. You know, every time I think of you, people are calling me. So what do you think about your mom? and it's interesting, you know, the last couple of days. And I got interesting thing from a network. I got 8,000 emails expressing for my mom, which was amazing. And I had people from Laura Schlesinger to people I've interviewed throughout my career.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. Fantastic. Well, you do good and good comes back.
I just try to interview and do good and help people. That's it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's just important.
I'm not a good cook, so there we go.
That's even better.
But I do good sushi. I know how to cut the sushi. Anyway, thank you, ladies, very much. We're going to have our last room. Wait for me, because we'll go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'll talk. It's very interesting. I was going to tell folks about set up for next week. Next week, we're going to have this lady of the evening that went out with Donald Trump. So we'll have it in the next show. And then what we're going to be doing, we're planning our trip to go to Sedona. We'd love to have Shannon come with us.
I'll come.
And we're going to go to Sedona, and then we're going to Dulce.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going to have a weird kind of situation. But this year I want to do something different and everything. Yeah, send them in.
Sedona,
we're going to go, in June. I'll give you a date.
Okay.
Because I have a hotel and everything. All right, everybody. Let's get everyone in. Let's get everybody in. And
I love you.
Okay, I'll
see you. Okay, see Brooklyn.
Hi.
I haven't seen Brooklyn
everybody
in a long time.
Tonight.
Hello, Brooklyn.
I wanted her to get interviewed for the teacher.
Oh, okay. Well, first, because of today, you know, being, you know, it was a sad thing, you know, my mom. So what we'll do is tell us what's going on with you, Brooklyn, and with Candy. Candy looks different today.
She does. She's
I lost 20 more pounds.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys out there, we got the Candy Loya fan club.
Fan club.
We're going to do a dating game. I'm going to have Shannon be one of my contestants. You'll be. We're going to get two people to go on a date. We'll pay for it.
Okay.
We're going to do a show called The Dating Game.
That's
so it's coming soon. We like to do innovative stuff here. So we're gonna pick our contestants and have them go on. So what's going on, Brooklyn?
Hi, everybody. How
Hi,
you
Brooklyn.
Guys?
Remember you asked me about Brooklyn?
My mom's from Brooklyn.
I got her in.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on with Brooklyn?
How's everybody in L.A. tonight? Everything is
They're
going
doing
amazing.
Good.
Business is good. Film
good.
Industry, TV industry is good.
You look happy.
Really I feel amazing. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
We're happy to have you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, just don't go with these guys that promise you projects. I had a guy years ago. You're going to be in a movie. We're going to give you this in a movie. The movie never got made. I can tell you a story. We're working on our Amazon thing. And the thing with what I want to do is to have a time to do it. Because I want to do a comedy thing, what goes on in L.A.
Okay.
And I got the name for it.
Okay.
It's a crazy story, but it's true.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
About what happens in L.A., relationships, and the people you meet. You know,
yes.
I met a yoga instructor in the bathroom, and he's saying, you know, I got to do yoga in the bathroom. I go, whatever makes you happy. Anyway, it happened to me a couple days ago. You know, because I had to go to Beverly Hills, crazy stuff. Anyway, so you're doing the hair.
And, I am definitely doing and hair and makeup. And I'm very involved in makeup and hair and acting, coaching. Okay. It's been an amazing experience. I've been out in L.A. for 12 years.
Well.
Worked on a lot of film and TV.
She's L.A. She's doing the L.A. thing. Now, Candy, you're working on stuff?
Yes. You already know. I'm working with Gio Furtado. I'm working on Ride or Die, the movie.
Okay.
We just had a parade in Pocono.
Okay.
And the rates are really high. Everybody's waiting for it. We just did our first shoot last Saturday.
Oh,
and
nice.
We're doing another one in August. So I'm one of the actresses. And
yay!
Happy, right?
Yeah. I like the motivation.
Uh-huh. Not only that, we're with you, of course. I'll be here every Friday. Now that I'm
we'll see! We'll see!
But I'll be here.
You know what's funny? I want to tell you a funny story. My mom, I told about Candy.
Oh,
and my mom
God.
Said, my mom said, Candy? I haven't heard from Candy. So when you were last time when we did a show with Jose. By the way, Jose Escamilla is now at Sherman Oaks Hospital. He's resting. He's I heard he had some diabetic problems.
Oh,
yeah, I went to this place he was staying at. Ugh.
You know he just wants to be cared for by the nurses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So Jose's in the hospital. And you can wish him well. And one other thing I was going to mention. Oh, yeah, my mom had a funny Candy story. So you were on with Jose, and Jose was, showing his charm. So my mom goes, doesn't this guy got too many women already? That was funny. And she says, he's got too many women. What does he want more? So my mom from heaven during the series. What I would like to say in a couple minutes is it's hard for me as a broadcaster to do the show because it was something, it just came about. And I thank Shannon so much for coming.
Yeah.
I thank Candy for coming.
I wouldn't have missed it.
I want to ask you, I'm bringing people for things.
Yeah, another time because, touchdown San Diego.
Brooklyn next Friday for
you? Yeah. Yeah, right now we're going through the Lots of Mom thing, but we'll be okay.
Okay.
Sunday they're burying her and we'll be okay.
Okay.
I wanted to mention, everyone, I thank you very much for all the emails, for all the nice thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's a time where, I feel like I'm helping other people. Myself, it's like all the crying left me. Now it's time to help people that are going through a tough time. And please email me. Cameron, I have it spelled out now. CameronDatzker @yahoo.com. Write me. What we're going to do is we're going to do a show about sadness. But we're going to do a show that make you happy. So you be sad, but you're happy. All right? And I wanted to mention one of the people I've had on wrote me a nice song. Cheer up.
Wow, that's
cheer
nice.
Up. And I said, I'm cheering up. I'm just fighting with my brother. Anyway, that's it. Anyway, good night from Los Angeles. We thank you very much. And we thank all the wonderful people.
And I
want to
be on that dating game, too.
Okay, there you go.
I want to do all the projects.
He wants to do all
them.
It'll be me and Candy, right?
Yeah, you're gonna see.
We
go. Yeah. So you'll be on the dating game, okay? You gotta be prepared.
I'm always prepared.
Okay, anyway, gotta go. Anyway, with all those nice thoughts, good night from
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datzker, right here on LA Talk Radio.